Two outstanding wins at home. Down 24-0 to Tampa Bay, they came back to beat them 31-30 with an outstanding two-minute drive at the end of the game. 14-14 tie with New Orleans. They defeated the Saints 47-14. They were plus two in a turnover ratio. And Kirk Cousins had the distinction of having a quarterback rating of 158.3, which is the highest you can get. They lost to undefeated New England on the road. They lost to undefeated Carolina last weekend on the road, in which the turnover ratio was minus five. As I said, they're tied for second place in the NFC East. They have a very talented offensive team with many weapons. Cousins has an 89.8 quarterback rating and a 68.3 completion percentage, with 80% completion percentage in the last two home games. Their defense features an outstanding front. They're 12th in the NFL versus the pass. Ryan Kerrigan leads the team with 4.5 sacks. They have outstanding special teams play. They're third in the league in kickoff return with two touchdowns. Unfortunately, we were one of them, the 101 return by Ross. There was a 99-yard return by Roberts against Carolina. They're second in the NFL in kickoff coverage. They have a blocked punt against the New York Jets for a touchdown. I have three players that will not practice today. Pugh, Donnell, and Herzlich will not practice. The other guys on the injury report will all practice limited. I think very little.
Where is he in the protocol? Is he still first step?
I can't tell you that. Or I won't, one of the two. He's still in the training room. You ask me that every time.
Aside from their record, obviously the Redskins' record is much better at home than on the road. From what you can see, is there any great difference in how they're playing at home as opposed to the road?
Just the fact that they've been very successful. They've played some pretty good teams on the road, too.
Tom, just by record, I mean, do you tell the team, hey, this is for first place, or do they understand that, or do you?
Oh, no, I tell them, and they understand it, you know. So we try to make everything absolutely clear, absolutely understandable, the circumstances as we go along, the six-game season, one game at a time. This is the most important game of the year right here in the division.
Any difference between Kirk Cousins then the first time you faced him?
Well, I think he's much more confident. I think his, the rhythm with which he goes about his business, particularly in the play-action pass game, is outstanding.
Your team is 5-0 against this team the last 3 years. Do you think your players have a lot of confidence against this team and this quarterback?
I certainly hope so, but you have to earn it every time you play. Past records mean nothing. We're in the division.
Is there anything schematically you think that sort of lends yourself to having success against them, or is it?
Could be.
Well, Donnell is not practicing. Is he?
Continues to have the issues.
Spasms, I guess.
I don't know if it's spasms, but he does have issues, obviously.
How much do you think he can get out of Richburg today?
He's going to be limited, and we'll see. You know, we expect to hope to have him take a limited number of snaps, but take some snaps, and we'll see.
Tom, how realistic is it that Hakeem Nicks could step back in, or do you even need him to, quote-unquote, step right back in?
Well, we're going to have to find that out. That's what this week's practice is all about. We'll have him on scout team doing a lot of things so that we can see, how he plays in that regard. And then we'll have to judge how fast he comes along with learning, the experience, et cetera. We'll help him, but nevertheless, it's a different offense. So,
how different is your defense if you assume that Dominique Rodgers-Cromartie continues to play at a high level, that you can go back to bookending that with Prince?
Well, I would hope that does. That does pick us up considerably.
You talked about the safety position in the middle of the field being a weak spot of the defense. Have you contemplated making changes there, and what goes into that decision?
No, we just try to take the information that we're able to gather in the off week when we can research ourselves and do a good job of teaching our players, where some of the vulnerability may be and correct it.
During the bye, we talked to Dave Merritt. He seemed to suggest that maybe Landon was getting to the point where you were concerned about overloading him with information. Is that, you feel the same way about him in his rookie year?
I don't feel that way now. I understand what he's saying, and that's always been something that we've kept our finger on because he's a young safety, and he does have communication responsibilities. But we're deep into the season. We're in a very important time of the year for us, and I think that whatever we prepare in the plan, I think Landon will be able to execute it.
Tom, how do you deal with potential discouragement there? He obviously had a play that was replayed a million times against the Patriots and also some other struggles in coverage.
He's a pretty tough, resilient kid, and I think he realizes what could be done to improve that. All I'm interested in after the fact is how do we correct it? And I think he understands that, or I hope he does. You know, it's one of those things to get a bead on the ball and have good judgment back there, just like a center fielder, in terms of how your body reacts and whether you turn and run or whether you're close enough to backpedal. And I think, I think it's been said before, so it's no new news, that one of the things Landon likes to do is kind of creep up, and he'll have to learn to stay deep.
The league had a conference call with the trainers last night in light of the Rams situation with the quarterback. Do you hear from your trainer?
I haven't heard anything about that today, no.
Tom, how do you think your first and second-year players, they have not, the rookies obviously have not, and even your second-year players have not been through this kind of a playoff push now. How do you think they'll handle this?
I think they'll handle it. Obviously they're still young and the experience is new, but I think the excitement of being involved is something that will help them, if you will. And it's kind of been that way, to be honest with you, for a few weeks now since we've talked in that regard back really quite a few games ago.
You sense that this whole team senses the opportunity there?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I thought they practiced well Monday, and I thought they came back off the bye, in pretty good shape. The morale was outstanding, and so we need to continue that.
What do you tell them about the difference of important games this time of year?
To be honest with you, it's an awful lot about fundamentals and about technique and about taking, again, being not having any kind of split focus, but focusing on the most important thing, which is the next snap, the next play. The consequences, play your butt off, and I'll let you know what the score is.
On the safeties for a second, when you have Prince and DRC both out there at the same time, how much can that help that group in the middle of the field in general?
Well, it can, but you still have to abide by your initial responsibility according to the coverage. I hope I just confused you well enough to move on that question. Anything else?
If I may, it's been a while since anyone in this building was in this position this late in a season. Is this fun?
Yes, it is. It's a lot of fun compared to where we've been the last couple of years, and it is for you too, and I appreciate that fact. Okay, thank you.